You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 16th, 2022, we are live streaming at rumble.com. You go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. That'll take you direct to the Rumble page, push live, and you're in studio with us. And reminding you that any programs you miss will always be available at Rumble and are at LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. I appreciate a lot of folks watching or listening later and then ending up sharing them with others. Thank you very much. You're helping enlighten and build the audience. So the other day, as you well know, we started seeing pushback against President Biden's executive order he signed back on July 8th that was to protect access to reproductive health care. That was in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling striking down Roe v. Wade. I will remind you, abortion is not outlawed in this nation. It is left up to the individual states. But there's no doubt, by God's providence, that's going to save hundreds of thousands of babies that might have been aborted. That maybe the women that are involved will think a little more about it instead of just simply making efforts to travel to another state where they will have unrestricted abortion. Stacey Abrams is being quoted as saying that, "I think we could have abortion up to the moment of birth." Really? In the meantime, Congressman Clyde, Republican of her state, Georgia, and 90 House Republicans introduced legislation that would block Biden's pro-abortion executive orders. And keep in mind, he wants to also use VA hospitals in states where they have any sort of restriction. He wants to take federal facilities using federal dollars and provide abortions. The legislation to block all of that, according to Congressman Clyde, states, "We cannot cowardly stand by as a leader of the free world wields his executive power to murder countless innocent unborn lives." I say amen. CBS is going to have a special interview. It's already been taped for 60 minutes with President Biden. Yeah, it's going to be the first time he sat down with an American TV journalist in more than 200 days. So it's going to air on 60 Minutes. Don't get excited. I'm going to give you right now the final storyline so you don't have to sit through it. It's not going to be a real hard-hitting interview. In fact, the anchor is apparently asking, Scott Pelley, asking and praising the commander-in-chief for averting the railroad strike, saying, "Mr. President, you just averted a national railroad strike. How did you do that? And what were those hours like in the negotiations?" He didn't really do anything. He had other people do it for him, but Biden hem-haws around saying, "Well, we found a way to work together." There it is. There's your 60 minutes for this Sunday. In the meantime, incumbent Senator Murkowski, Republican of Alaska, says you should not question the FBI decision to raid Trump's private residence in Mar-a-Lago. She said we should not be doing that. You're questioning and you don't even know anything. Well, ironically, she's telling you not to question, and she doesn't know any more than you do. But she has been in the Senate for 21 years, and against the backdrop of that statement, she's already pledging that if Joe Biden runs again, I will work with him. You hear how dangerous things are getting in California and other blue cities and so forth. Of course, many Democrats don't want to admit it. Do you know the other day in L.A., a burglary took place at a home and guns were stolen? Nothing else, just guns. That happened to be the home of State Congressman or Karen Bass, Democratic California, Congresswoman. She's the front runner in the race for mayor of Los Angeles. And she said, "I no longer feel safe in this city. Democrats have been running her city for many years, cutting police funding." And rapper Ice-T discussed the L.A. gang culture on Twitter the other day after the death of rapper P.N. Rock, who PNB Rock, who was killed while he was dining. Apparently someone wanted his jewelry. They shot and killed him for it. Ice-T says it's not that we're not wearing jewelry because we broke. It's just L.A.'s a dangerous place to be wearing it for everyone to see. And I told you earlier about a new study of the number of Christians diminishing quickly and people losing all religion in many cases. Here's a perfect example why. The Idaho State Department of Health and Welfare implementing a new sex curriculum promoting pornography for elementary students. And in New York, the Fashion Week featuring a 10-year-old transgender model saying that what's normal nowadays? They're promoting a transgender at 10 years of age. There's your answer.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beale Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Not a yes, sir. Not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold. Have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis.
Now, let's put these numbers in perspective. The population of Del Rio is under 35,000, but they had nearly 50,000 migrant encounters in July alone, whereas Martha's Vineyard, their year-round population, 17,000, and they got 50 migrants. Governor DeSantis had this to say.
The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset. It just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud.
That's a network report on what we were telling you about yesterday, how Governor DeSantis flew 50 illegals, not migrants, that's not the right term, illegals, from Florida to Martha's Vineyard, and caused all kinds of hell to break loose. It hit the fan big time. Oh, my God. We got illegals on our island, or migrants, as they want to call them, because they're trying to be accepting. When you go on to Martha's Vineyard, not that I've been there, but I've been doing the research on it, you're going to find a sign that says, we respect women, we value black lives, we stand with our LGBTQ community members, we stand with immigrants, with refugees, with indigenous peoples, and with people of all faiths. We stand with our community. But they're not when it came to these illegals. You heard the network report say that Martha's Vineyard has about 16,000 residents. That's year-round. That means about 56% of the homes are seasonally occupied. The island population swells to about 100,000 during the height of the tourist season. If they can handle 100,000, they can handle 50. But you hear this report from some of the Chamber of Commerce people that there's just no way we can, because, you know, it's different. It's and you, since you're not an upper crust snob of Martha's Vineyard, you just don't understand. Well, there's a development, and this might ruin my trip that I was planning. I was going to go down to Florida this weekend and declare that I was an illegal, and I want on one of those planes to take me to Martha's Vineyard for free. Well, Larry, why don't you just fly from where you are to Martha's Vineyard? Because I'd have to pay for it. I'd rather pay to go down to Florida, and then if I can't do that, then I go visit my grandchild and daughter. Or I'll board the plane and go to Martha's Vineyard, because I'm expecting more planes to be headed that direction. But there's been a development. Governor Charlie Baker, he is a Republican. At least he has an R behind his name. Martha's Vineyard, all the residents were decrying. They were saying, oh, we're all for this. We're here to help them. We're going to help them best we can. We're not prepared for it, but that's what we do up here. But then they were telling reporters anonymously, and one Latino network reported it, saying that, we don't want these people here. We don't want them here. And we certainly don't want to spend time taking care of them. You know, it interferes with our vacation, our resort life, our beauty. This is Martha's Vineyard. This is not Laredo, Texas. Yeah, you're right, it's not. And therefore, you've not existed and understood what's happening at border towns. But what they did, because they've got the pull, they got a lot of politicos in that area, big names, Barack Obama at one part of the island with a $14 million home. So the governor, Charlie Baker, with an R behind his name, and I'm simply saying that he has an R behind it. I'm not saying he's Republican. He's agreed to deport the 50 from Martha's Vineyard to a nearby military base. Yep. They're going to deport them, even as nearly 6,000 border crossers and illegal aliens are going into border towns every day. They're going to take these 50 and move them to Joint Base Cape Cod and give them services, health care, and they'll be living in dormitory-style spaces. And he's also deploying 125 members of the Massachusetts National Guard to aid the illegal aliens. They call out the National Guard, 125 of them, for 50 illegals because they show up in Martha's Vineyard. You do understand the wealth at Martha's Vineyard. If not, let me stress it to you again. A study by the Martha's Vineyard Commission found the cost of living on the island is 60% higher than your national average anywhere. 60% higher. That's before all the latest rate increases, inflation, and so forth. Housing prices are 96% higher. There are no slums in Martha's Vineyard. They're not going to have people sleeping on the sidewalk, defecating in the park. They're going to move them on. Call the National Guard. Get them out of here. So that's how they handle them. While they have on their sign, we stand with the immigrants, with refugees, and indigenous peoples, they don't. It's more mouthwash. Swallow it around and then spit it out. So, in the midst of what's going to happen next, there's a question that surfaces. And the question is, you heard part of that news content as it began to one of the Martha Vineyard Chamber of Commerce leaders. The question and her answer.
What are the most difficult challenges right now?
The difficult challenges are at some point in time, they have to move to somewhere else, right? We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here. We don't have housing for 50 more people.
Now, that's a lie, because they have housing for 50 people. They have numerous hotels because they swelled 100,000 during the height of the tourist season. She is right that a lot of the workers don't even have a place to live there. That's because they had to get up early in the morning and catch the ferry over. and then return to their homes at evening, unless they're living in one of the mansions where they're needed all night long or something. If they could handle 100,000 during tourist season, do you not think they could handle 50? Yes, they could, Larry. Thank you for asking the question. The problem is they don't want to. They're washing their hands of it just as sure as Pontius Pilate washed his hands. They are, again, Nero fiddling while Rome burned. They don't want anything to do with it. We're not equipped for it. Do they think any cities in along the border are equipped to handle the influx of 6,000 plus a day coming across? No, they're not. Well, that's their problem, not up here. We're isolated. Not anymore. We've been saying every town's going to be a border town eventually. Biden has been flying them all over anyway on a regular basis. To that extent, Congressman Stubbe of Florida talking about, here we have hypocrisy unveiled.
These Democratic cities and mayors certainly are realizing that it's much more of a problem. And then they have to turn the blame to Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis. It's inhumane that you would send these individuals to our city, despite the fact that the Biden administration is putting them on the same buses and transporting them throughout our country. But that's perfectly okay. It shows the Democrats' hypocrisy. It shows the things that are really happening in our country and putting it on the doorstep of the people that support these sanctuary city policies. So it is highlighting the things that are going on every single day on the southern border. I 100% support what Governor DeSantis is doing. And hopefully this may change the policy that the White House has, but we all know that that's not going to be the case.
No, that's not going to be the case. And in fact, it's already been resolved at Martha's Vineyard because the governor, Charlie Baker, with an R behind his name, decided to activate the National Guard. Now, I'm sure he has been to Martha's Vineyard maybe more than once at various parties, and he wants another invite back. Maybe he has a place there. I don't know, and I don't care if he does. That's fine. But you know the pressure that was put on him, and especially when it comes to donors. Well, the majority of those on Martha's Vineyard are liberals, hard left, hard left, not just Biden supporters. They go deeper than that. But no, not we're not really going to show how gracious and humane we are if we have illegals show up like this. And they blame, of course, DeSantis and Abbott for shipping two busloads to the VP residence at Naval Observatory in D.C. as political stunts. I think political stunts were also underway when the Democrats, all of them were going down to the border then to show pictures of, quote, kids in cages, when Trump was using the same facilities that Obama had used to house illegals until their cases were decided. And they were down there all the time, weren't they, getting pictures and so forth. You can't get them to go down to the border now. VP Harris is yet to go, except one time, to a sanitized location in Chicago, El Paso, where she got, sell only the best of the best. And Congresswoman Van Dyne points out, you got to remember that Biden has been in the Senate since 1973 when Nixon was in office. This is nothing new to him.
He's been in office for 50 years and he's never been down there. Neither have these mayors from New York and D.C. and Chicago. They haven't had to deal with the effects of what's happening at our borders. I was a mayor in a Texas city and I saw firsthand what happens when you have illegal immigrants come into your city. You can't plan for them. You don't have the infrastructure. We saw our schools overrun. We were building schools that by the time they were open were already too small. We saw people come in and not have enough housing, what it did to our infrastructure, and we were not prepared.
And that was in Irving, Texas, near Dallas, 250,000 residents, and they couldn't handle illegals coming in. And they were getting more than 50. Martha's Vineyard only has 16,000 full-time residents, but they can accommodate 100,000 during the tourist season. They could handle 50, but they don't want to. So even some of the so-called state-controlled media reporters are posing hard questions to the White House spokeswoman and putting her on the spot. And when you hear the question and her answer, my God, you're watching a train wreck.
Does the White House stand by those comments that the border is secure? What we stand by is that we are doing everything that we can to make sure that that we follow the process that's been put forth. That's why we have historic funding to do just that, to make sure that the folks that we encounter at the border be removed or expelled. And again, the facts are more individuals encountered at the border will be removed or expelled this year than in any previous year. But that's the work that we have been doing.
Is the border secure?
I'm just going to refer back to the Vice President. We agree with her. We agree that the border is secure, but there is still more work to be done.
That's a good way to get out of it. Throw Kamala under the bus. She says the border is secure, but more work needs to be done. Huh. It's not secure. And remember, this is the same White House press spokeswoman the other day when she was asked about, you know, all these folks just simply walking across the border. What are you going to do to stop it? She said, they're not doing that. They don't just walk across the border. What does she think is going on down there? Is she watching and staying on top of anything? Is she not seeing any of the video of them just simply, literally, walking across the border or across a shallow part of the Rio Grande or even swimming across and some die because they can't swim or they get caught in the currents? They are so out of touch. And now we got a claim from the California Governor Newsom. We see what Abbott and DeSantis are doing. We need to be charging them with kidnapping. That's right. Charge both of those governors with kidnapping. Well, the Arizona Attorney General has a response when we continue.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
And the reality is Governor DeSantis should be praised because apparently he's the only one that can make the airlines actually get flights to arrive on time and at the destination they're supposed to be. And the reality is the Democrats were welcoming people illegally coming into our country with free flights and, you know, free hotel rooms. And now apparently when their itineraries include, you know, liberal cities, that's when they're finally going to object. And the reality is in places like Martha's Vineyard, we haven't seen a panic like this since the Jaws from Sharks. So the left is finally getting a taste of their own medicine. They created this crisis. As you and I have talked about over this past year, every state is a border state. Every city is a border city as a result of not only the flood of people illegally enter our country, but as a result of all the poison that's flooding across our border every day. Just this last weekend in Arizona, enough fentanyl was seized that could possibly kill a million people.
And we've had enough fentanyl across our borders that could kill the entire nation. That's Governor, Attorney General, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brodovich, Republican. And he's right. The leftists who want you to fall in line and accept illegals in your neighborhood and so forth do not want it in their neighborhoods. I told you before, and I've said previously numerous times, before DeSantis did this move or Abbott started sending buses of illegals to New York City and D.C. and even the VP Harris official residence, I said, start dropping them some off at the Hollywood elite homes out in front of their gated communities. See how that goes. Well, we know what's happened now in Martha's Vineyard. In case you missed it, they now have activated 125 National Guardsmen to get these 50 people off Martha's Vineyard to a joint airbase facility nearby. The governor is listed as a Republican, but he's obviously listening to the howls of protest from those at Martha's Vineyard and others. They want to go there and have a good time this weekend. Get them out of there before this weekend. So they have. And there are those who are saying, look, what Abbott and DeSantis are doing, is wrong. They're using them as basically puppets in a political action. And they were suggesting that Abbott and DeSantis were to force them onto the buses or the plane. Nope. They were offering, do you want to go here? I got a bus ready for you. If they want to leave the Texas or border region where they came across, they take that or they don't. But many on the left are saying that maybe you need to look at these migrants being kidnapped. And to that extent, the governor of New York, being a governor of California, Newsom, says, yeah, maybe we should look at criminal charges against Abbott and DeSantis kidnapping. Do you hear any common sense there? How about just shut the border down and say, put everything in freeze where it is? God, I hope DeSantis continues sending planes to Martha's Vineyard and other liberal enclaves like that. Let them deal with it on a continuing basis, another arriving, or put them on ferries coming across. Now, I mentioned in the last hour that just today, President Biden was holding a unity summit at the White House, and he said Americans need to stop hate-fueled violence. And again, this is talking out both sides of the mouth, because at the time he's doing that, this reported the Washington Times, and I'm glad for Andrew, my boots on the ground in Chicago, calling it to my attention. I'd not seen this. Rank-and-file agents are telling the Washington Times that the White House has a supremacist threat that's being overblown. They said top bureau officials are pressuring agents to create domestic terrorist cases and tag people as white supremacists to meet internal metrics. One agent, on the condition of anonymity, obviously said, the demand for white supremacy coming from FBI headquarters vastly outstrips the supply of white supremacy. We have more people assigned to investigate white supremacists than we can actually find. Yeah, Biden in the White House today said, we need to stop all the hate. Quit picking on your fellow American. Coming up, Greenpeace. You might be familiar with it, founded in 1971. The founder says what we started has been hijacked by the radical left. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So, one of the co-founders of Greenpeace sounding the alarm on modern-day climate activism. In an email obtained by the Epoch Times, Patrick Moore writes this, quote, the environmental movement has become more of a political movement than an environmental movement. They are primarily focused on creating narratives, stories, that are designed to instill fear and guilt into the public so the public will send them money.
We began as a group of volunteers in a church basement in 1971, before the word ecology had even been printed in the public press.
Those are the words of the founder of Greenpeace, one of them, Patrick Moore. And, of course, you heard in that network report that he's calling them out now, Greenpeace now being taken over and hijacked by the ultra-left in the name of politics. And how do we get more money? I would say that's right down the line and fits perfectly with the strategy of former Vice President Al Gore. An inconvenient truth. An inconvenient truth is you're just trying to make a buck off of baby seals and polar bears when, in fact, you don't have facts. You create fiction movies put in front of kids and have them crying and thinking, oh my God, we got to do something to save all of the planet and the animals. Well, I want our children and adults to be concerned about this planet and to take good care of it. And it starts as simply as, and I stress this, it starts as simply as don't open your window and throw your trash out on the roadway. But how many that want to claim that, oh, I'm all for Greenpeace and everything else, litter the highways and streets? They just don't care. Greenpeace started as an independent global campaigning network. Well, it wasn't global at that time, and it was mainly looking for nonviolent ways. Remember, their ships would go up against whaling ships, trying to stop them from harpooning whales. Remember that? And then they did do video of baby seals being bludgeoned to death. Not for the food as much as getting the hides to use for commercial purposes. That was then, but this is now. And so listen again to Patrick Moore, one of the Greenpeace founders, of what happened and when the change with Greenpeace began.
They changed in the early to mid-80s when my fellow directors, I was one of six international directors of Greenpeace, the only one with any formal science education. I have a PhD in ecology and an honors master's in science and forestry. And they decided that we should ban chlorine worldwide. And chlorine happens to be the most important element for public health and medicine, adding it to drinking water to prevent disease. And also, our medicines are based on chlorine chemistry. And table salt, sodium chloride, is an essential nutrient for all life. So I had to leave Greenpeace at this time because they had gone from a volunteer group basically to a business with a huge fundraising requirement for 1,000 employees. We were so successful. And then they basically turned into a racket peddling junk science. And that's what is happening today.
Yeah, and I think we all see it, don't we? And did you take note when he said, out of the 16 directors, I was the only one that had a science degree and understood science? You think they would listen to the man of science? No. No, because it might not fit our narrative. Greenpeace has since criticized Moore, calling him, quote, a paid spokesman for the nuclear industry, the logging industry, and genetic engineering industry. You just heard him say that I was the only one standing, first of all, with knowledge of science, actual science, and he said they were going after things that you can't go after. I mean, chlorine's important to the body and human and the amounts and how it's used, but you got to step back. You just can't put major bans in place, kind of like what we're seeing right now. Ban everything that's fossil fuel. And reference the allegations against him. He has dealt with those same industries. He has also taken, since leaving Greenpeace, a number of stances against environmental groups in addition to Greenpeace on issues such as forestry, nuclear energy, and so forth. He also has denied the consensus of the scientific community on climate change. He's denied that. He said, claiming that increased carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere is beneficial, that there's no proof that carbon dioxide emissions are responsible for global warming. But nobody wants to listen to this scientist because he must be a wacko. Yeah, he's the same wacko who helped found Greenpeace, and we all thought they were wackos in rushing in their little dinghies up to large whaling ships trying to keep them from getting close to the whales. Sometimes shooting at them, trying to sink their boats. And one of the issues that you probably have seen a lot, and Coca-Cola is one of the corporations that entirely buy into this, because on one hand, they might believe it, but they're also being extorted, and they also have to acknowledge, I believe, but I don't believe that far, but I can't take it half step. I had to go all in. And that brings us to polar bears, Coca-Cola, and the image that's being portrayed and the image versus reality.
There are so many issues that they are peddling what, like the polar bears are going extinct. The polar bear population has increased by 4 to 5 times since the international treaty was signed in 1973 to stop unrestricted hunting of polar bears. Coca-Cola never tells you about that.
That's really interesting.
Just a month ago, it was announced by the Australian Institute for Marine Science, which is a government-backed organization that's associated with all kinds of universities, that the Great Barrier Reef has more coral cover now than it has done ever since they started measuring it carefully 36 years ago.
Did you hear any of the left cry out that, look, we're getting better, the Earth's improving? Nope. They're going to continue to peddle fear and disaster, and you want to soothe the fear and disaster, send more money. You don't know where it's going to go, but that will take some of the guilt away from you, won't it? No, you can't go to the Australian reef and take care of it yourself, and you don't want to go to the polar bear region, so just send some money. We'll take care of it for you. Yeah, they'll take care of it for you. And again, as I said, Patrick Moore, who helped found Greenpeace in 1971 in Canada at the time, is where they were. When they started there in Vancouver, the idea was help protect the environment, help protect the animals, and they were taking direct action. And yeah, they were soliciting funds at that point as well, but whether some of it was siphoned off or not used properly, I don't know, but I do know that they were recognizing what's real and what's not. And he, again, pointing out that I'm one of the 16 directors. I was the only one that had science background, and they wouldn't listen to me. So I had to leave. And of course, now they call him a sellout. Well, he points out in this interview that he was doing with the Fox News, he said, you got to understand, while they're concerned about what's happening to the Earth, we really have a very, very limited knowledge of this planet where we live.
We have to recognize that this Earth is 4.6 billion years old, and 3.5 approximately billion years ago, life evolved and has been doing so for the amount of time that people can't even fathom. It is a wonderful world we live on. We don't know of any other planet that has life on it besides the Earth. That doesn't mean there aren't any, but we don't know of any, so we should probably assume that this is a miracle that has occurred on this little planet around our little sun in this whole universe.
Yeah, you should look at that, right? Well, that always remind you, take a yardstick, put a sesame seed at the very end of it, and that sesame seed represents all of mankind that we know about, from the first man that set foot on Earth, whether you want to accept it was Adam or not. That is mankind. Everything before that is what we don't know. So Patrick Moore says what we're seeing now is more fake slogans.
I say that fighting climate change is a stupid expression. We cannot stop the climate of the Earth from changing. And it isn't changing very much, to tell you the truth. And the irony of the situation is that the Earth is colder now than it has been for most of the history of life. That's why there's these huge ice caps on Antarctica and the Arctic. It's very cold up there. The only reason polar bears actually exist is because they evolved to deal with the ice and hunting seals on the ice in the Arctic. Before the polar bear evolved, there was no ice on the Arctic. So polar bears actually exist because of climate change, not despite it. It's a fact.
It's a fact from a man that's a scientist who said, I don't buy into the global warming concept. It's false science. But Greenpeace has up on its page, tell Biden to act now, declare a climate emergency, combat the climate crisis now, and send your money, please. Coming up, Don Lemon Fruitcake, smiling and laughing, saying, everything's good with me.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli C. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Counting Country, and Clayton.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times have I prayed?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I am exhausted. I just got back today, and I, what a time to be on the plane when this happened. And then I get off the plane, and my phone literally was blowing up. It has been heated all day. Let me just say that it's bittersweet for me because I work with the best team in this building, one of the best teams in this business, and we built this show out of nothing.
Yeah, you built it out of nothing, and it's still nothing except something for me to pull sound bites from. And your narration from time to time, your monologues, and say, that's how stupid the left can be. That was Don Lemon Fruitcake, and I'll stress again, just in case you haven't heard me say it before, that is not references sexual preference. I could care less about that. I call him Don Lemon Fruitcake because he's as nutty as a fruitcake, one of the worst cakes in the world, in my opinion. Maybe you like them. If I get one, I use it as a doorstop. And I don't have to worry. It's going to be good for 30 years, believe me. But here's Don Lemon telling me, yeah, my phone was blowing up when I got off the plane. And at first you're thinking, did he not know before he boarded the plane? He had been in London on vacation. Did he not know when he got on the plane that they were going to make this change? Maybe he did. I'm sure he probably did. But then folks wanted to respond or reach out to him. That's why the phone was apparently blowing up. But he's on the plane, couldn't do anything about it at that point, I guess. So either way, he gets there and sits down with another CNN colleague, and they discussed the changes. The changes are they're going to move Don Lemon from his primetime show titled with his name, Don Lemon Tonight, to name of the other program is New Day, New Day. And he's going to be one of a trio hosting the New Day program. This is not like the Good Morning America, even of Fox and ABC years ago, I should say, nor the Today Show on NBC for those generations. This is New Day, which is barely able to make it each and every day, and the hosts they've had are not working, so they're going to bring in Poppy Harlow and Caitlin Collins, and then to put a man in the mix, see, they won't even let the women have their own show. They're going to bring in Don Lemon Fruitcake. Now, Don wants you again to believe that, man, this is great because we're making changes here, and I'm proud to be part of it because this means partly that he still has a J-O-B. He does not have the primetime program with the name Don Lemon Show. And yet he wants you to believe that this is a great opportunity. This is not a demotion. I got to stress, it's not a demotion.
I was presented with an opportunity that I can't pass up at this network, and we have a new boss who is a morning show impresario, and he wants a morning show that will kick off the editorial direction of the network every single day, and I am honored that he asked me to do it. And for all of those who are out there saying, oh, he moved me, and without my, he asked me, and I said yes. I could have said no. This is my show. I have a contract for this show. I decided that I would take him up on that and take this journey with him. So this is not someone moving me. And by the way, this is not someone saying, you must move to the right, Don Lemon. You must not be so, give so much of your perspective. None of that has happened. All of that is fodder for Twitter, which is not real. So stop it. I was not demoted. None of that. This is an opportunity. This is a promotion. This is an opportunity for me to create something around me.
Methinks thou protest too much. It's not around you. You had your program around you, the Don Lemon Show. And he says he wanted me on there to help set the stage for our day's editorial direction. Now, wait a minute. Editorial direction means you're already putting slant on things as the day begins. And yet, the statement from CNN, not regarding him, was a statement they gave The Hill last week, saying, we are entirely focused on our core strength and mission, objective journalism presented in a fair and compelling way. Well, Don Lemon Fruitcake didn't get the message. He thinks he's going to help set the editorial agenda for that day for CNN. Not a demotion. And he found reason to laugh, say, hey, they realize they may have a problem with me moving the morning.
It's just really great. The only thing is the boss laughed and said, I'm going to have to put some extra money in the budget to have someone come out to your house and wake you up every morning. Because since I've been in this business since the 1990s, seriously, I've only been on the night shift. The only time I've been on the morning shift was as a fill-in when I was filling in on the Today Show or Weekend Today or something like that, or even on the morning show here. That is the only time that I've ever, hasn't been that much. So it's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, it's going to take getting used to. Anybody want to bet on the over-under and how long he lasts in that position? And he says, no one's told me to do this or do that, or I can't say this or that, but it's implied. And if the network is insisting, as they did in that statement to The Hill, saying we're not going to try to pull the network any direction, we're just going to be a new, ideologically neutral CNN. Well, I'll leave you with that joke for the weekend. And reminding you that, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to take the flight from Florida to Martha's Vineyard, apparently, because the National Guard sent in to remove the 50 illegals in Martha's Vineyard. That's the only way they could handle them. Hey, enjoy your weekend. Back Monday. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.